Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, I will say this, as a jealous human, it does help to go off with, you know, $50, $75 million in your
bank. I would imagine.
In your bank account.
I'd be peaceful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Morgan is with us in Delco. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I mean, just a tough showing from you today. I mean, come on, man.
I know.
I mean, Mark Recchi was probably your best guess, because I would have probably guessed Jaromir Jagr, too, and the fact that he's not retired is just crazy, you know?
Well, you're saying he's still playing
So Matt from Ridley guessed Jagr. He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame yet because he hasn't been retired long enough.
Yeah. I think he still plays, though.
Yeah.
Well, I know he plays in Europe, but hasn't he been out of the NHL for more than 5 years? Of course he has.
He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame. There's apparently complicated stuff with if you're playing overseas in the NHL or whatever. I don't know. All I know is I double-checked it. He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame.
No, it makes sense, but that it's wild that he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame yet. That is... Okay, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you're getting a little senile. Like, you forgot stuff that... my grandfather told me. I mean,
so Morgan, you know what I haven't forgotten?
how to
hang up on somebody.
Don't do that, man.
No, I'm playing around. Go ahead, man.
No, but the Rick Tocchet hire, I mean, is just, it kind of feels like you're on a carousel again, and it's kind of the same carousel that we've been on for a while, and we haven't made the correct change at all at head coach since probably Peter Laviolette, who
probably. Well, you know, I'll say this. Alain Vigneault early was good. I mean, getting where they got in 2020, and it wasn't just about the pandemic run in the bubble. They were the 4 seed going into the pandemic in March, which was a big improvement.
Does that even count as a cup, really? I mean, there's an asterisk next to that.
Well, the Flyers didn't get to it, but I get your point.
The Lakers count that championship, don't they?
Well, the Lakers count
but
the
like,
frickin'
Lakers
in
and Yankees
season.
Fans, you know, they're in
the Yankees count, or the Lakers count their championships in Minnesota as L.A. Lakers championships.
That's ridiculous.
Well, the Sixers count the frickin' Syracuse Nationals.
Well, yeah.
And we don't like it, though, you know?
No, we don't like it. We don't like it. But listen, Morgan, clearly the last coach that made an impact beyond, let's call it a season, because 2020 was fun, would be Laviolette, because you had 2010 and you had 2012. And,
right.
And while 2012 wasn't as far as 2010, it was still fun.
2010 was like a magic year, you know what I mean? And then
and by the way, he took them over when they were in a hole. I mean, they were in a hole from was that John Stevens? I think it was John Stevens that got fired in like December. I mean, they looked like they had no shot for the playoffs, and they had to come roaring back even to make the playoffs, which was an accomplishment. Morgan, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is cheesy?
I'll stick with hockey. The Toronto Maple Leafs and their Yacht Club fan base.
All right, Morgan, you got it.
And their what?
Yacht Club fan base. How about that? That's
by the way,
right,
interesting
there.
Point on the Eagles schedule that we haven't mentioned yet. A caller couldn't go on the air, but he just mentioned it to me, Greg. The fact that we haven't talked about the fact that Washington and the Eagles could play three times in 4 weeks, theoretically.
Yep.
Like, if they're the first-round playoff matchup, which is certainly possible.
It is quite possible.
You could play the Washington 3 times in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, how dumb is that?
Yeah, a 3-6 game. Or 3, was that 3-6?
Yeah, 2-7, whatever, 3-6. You know? Yeah, 4. Yeah, not 4-5, but it could be 3-6 or 2-5.
That's weird. All right. Doc, not weird. Doc's amazing. He was in studio with us yesterday for an hour. And amongst the many things we talked about, and most of it was, you know, football. But some of it was life and some of it was impact, because Doc has had such an immense impact on so many people in the Delaware Valley. And I recounted a story to Doc about something that Brandon Graham said last week to us, or at least me on the stage during the BG Live event. Listen to this exchange with Doc. You realize how deep it can get sometimes for some of these really high-level guys who are revered and how the public approaches them. Here's Brian Dawkins yesterday.
The weight, the responsibility that comes with people approaching you like that. Brandon told a story last week that there is someone who is alive, who has it in their will, that when he dies, his family must have him buried in a Brandon Graham jersey.
Yeah.
I know you've had these types of things. What's it like? What's it like to have that impact on people's lives?
Well, first of all, it's extremely humbling to know that my life have had that type of effect on people, that people have had their family members buried in my jersey. Like, I don't to know that. Again, the life that I've lived, the way that I've lived my life, had someone in those waning moments to say that that is something that they want to make sure that happens. It's a humbling thing, but it's also something that pushes in me to continue to do what I'm doing and get better at it if I can. Like, if I can be a better me, I want to be a better me. And I just don't want to be a better me for just me. I want to be a better me for my family. But if I can be a better me, and that helps people like this that individual, yeah, who just called, what is his name?
Tom,
yeah, thank you again for the call, to fight just with a passion, with a fervor, whatever comes my way. I don't care how bad it feels and how bad I don't want to do it. I'm going to continue to fight. If I can help people do that, and then they, you know, are here for their loved ones a little, you know, longer, then I'm going to continue to do it.
What a guy,
I couldn't,
Joe,
help but think of Joe DeCamera there. And do you now accept
what?
The concept of someone saying that something's humbling?
Oh, we're going,
like,
to that.
Are,
dude,
you now,
Richie,
going,
I thought,
to
the
be...
exact same thing when he said,
right,
it. The exact same thing.
Now that Doc has said it's humbling when this happens, are you going to accept that's acceptable?
I'm so happy you brought this up, Richie. I didn't want
to
jump in
go.
On Doc yesterday, but yeah. I had the exact same
right.
thought.
I know.
I
almost
know the
wanted
backstory
to interrupt Doc and be like, hold on, Joe, see?
Do you know the backstory?
Everyone says it. It's the right way to say it.
So you, what, you don't believe when people say it's humbling? You don't believe in...
Yes,
I mean,
that's
this
correct.
Isn't the most shocking
thing
that's
I've basically
ever heard.
The
Joe,
gist of it.
Right, Joe,
so
the camera doesn't believe in
please
humility.
Please explain
but...
your hang-up.
All right, Devin, here's my... thing through the years. Person wins an award, gets up on stage and says it's humbling to stand here and, you know, hold this trophy, whatever, you know, Academy Award, Super Bowl, whatever. My thing is, first off, you can't claim humbleness. By definition, isn't it ironic? That's not humble. That's number one. Number two, you're not humble in the moment. You're actually exalted. You're lifted up. The public, the
I think
society,
you're missing the point of humbleness,
society,
saying that you can't claim humbleness. Like,
no,
that's
you can't.
Being self-aware
can't
is
humbleness.
The first step of
No, I'm not ripping Doc. I'm ripping the people. That,
oh, you clearly are ripping Doc. I just want
to. Don't do that to me, Ray. I'm not ripping Doc.
I want that on the record.
All right, Devin, do I have a theory here that you can't claim humble? By definition, it's not.
I mean, no, I don't know that. It's nonsensical. Like, I understand.
I think it is.
Score one for the hammer.
I think you nailed it.
Score one for the hammer. I needed a victory. I just got a victory.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I needed a victory today.
No, you didn't.
No, she was just trying to be nice, and I'm trying to tell her to just go at you and go, no, what you're saying is ridiculous.
Devin, I can claim that I'm kind.
I mean, it doesn't
even make sense. But if I claim that I'm humble, am I?
Well, you aren't.
Well, not me, but, you know, average Joe. I'm above average Joe.
Yeah, you can claim you're anything.
Yeah, but if you claim that you're humble, then you're not.
No, you're saying that you're not worthy of being exalted, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
But
I am humbled by this because I don't believe you exalting me, I'm worth this. Like,
well,
that's what
someone should stand there and say, I'm not worthy of this.
So Joe isn't getting this.
That's what humble means. What are you talking
really.
About?
Joe's brain doesn't go there. Like, if Joe won an Oscar, he would not be like, I'm humbled. He'd be like, wow, I'm so much
Who's
better than
man?
All of you.
Me! All right.
I completely deserve this award.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, it was a nice moment from Brian Thal. I thought it was the moment of the show yesterday.
That is a very nice moment.
I really did. All right. Now let's transition from that to more ridiculous. I have an update for you on the me and Jack athletic thing.
Oh, we have a date?
We have a couple of updates. First off, we have a name, okay, for this thing. Joe versus Jack.
Clever.
Gosh, how long did it take you guys to come up with that one?
All right, our esteemed program director, Rod Lakin, has claimed it as Joe versus Jack.
I'm surprised. Rod
nice
usually
work,
likes
Rod.
Some alliteration okay, or some well, like kind of cool thing.
That is alliteration.
He's big, I know, but not really. Joe versus Jack is like lame alliteration.
Yeah.
John, thumbs up or thumbs down on Joe versus Jack?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I like the simplicity, but we could have gotten
it. It's kind of boring.
We could have pepped it up a little.
All right, we also have, we don't have a date yet, but we're looking toward June for Goff. Here's what we have. We have the sequence, as we at least think it'll be. We have to figure out some facilities and stuff. But what we think the sequence will be of the five events. They are expected to be in this order. Goff, baseball, tennis, running, basketball.
Running.
Oh, my God.
Now, Goff will be nine holes.
What is running?
Baseball, we determine. I'm going to go one by one. Goff is going to be nine holes match play. Baseball is going to be, as we determined last week, the 10 at-bats. He's the pitcher on the hitter. Tennis is going to be one set. Running, we're not sure. Probably 100-meter, 100-yard dash, maybe longer.
Oh, you are so blowing out.
We're not sure.
Like hold on. That. One set.
I don't know if I like that.
For him or me?
Well, 100 meters. Like, you can, A, higher risk to injury yourself.
I'm well aware. Choice, I'm scared about that.
Like, that's not a good sample size. I feel like a mile or, like, 400
no,
meters
doing that
is
nonsense.
Better.
No,
I think it's hilarious, the idea of you sprinting.
Yeah,
I mean, both of you.
Better chance I get injured.
Yeah, sprinting is definitely going to be a higher injury chance.
Look, I need time to get – I told them both very clearly.
You got to get limber.
I'm not doing this until I'm ready. But look, and then basketball 101.
Joe, you're never going to be ready.
Yeah.
Well, and 100 meters doesn't require training.
Hold on. So, Jack, I did a pod with Jack yesterday, and we had a little conversation about you guys going through this. Yep. And Jack told me a little anecdote where you asked him, what do you shoot in golf? And Jack's like, I usually shoot in the 80s. If I'm having a really bad day, I'll be in the low 90s.
Right.
And Joe's like, no big deal. Just got to make up 15 strokes.
No, that's not that's not what I said.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
There's something similar.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I'm around 105. He's around 85. I said, I need you to be 10 worse. I need to be 10 better.
No big deal. Sure.
Well, it's possible.
No.
85 can go to 95. 105 can go to 95.
Oh, how many times have you shot a 95? How many?
Maybe twice. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Corey.
Do you think it works the same way for, like, running, too? Like, do you think you just might accidentally, like, run an 11-second 100 meter?
Look.
Like, just maybe?
Running concerns me. Here's the deal, guys. I'm not predicting. Oh, he, by the way, yesterday predicted he's going to win 5-0, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
I'm not predicting I'm going to do that. All I'm predicting is that I will win more than him, meaning three or more.
Wait. Wow, sorry. So did I miss that? When is the basketball?
Last.
Okay.
So, and basketball, if we're 2-2, which we may be, most people think we won't be, but we think basketball would be the best visual for like a remote broadcast where it happens in front of, you know, hundreds or thousands of people that come out to see that.
That and the running, I think, will be the best visuals.
Yeah.
No, but the running,
running
thing
sounds amazing.
I don't know.
Running sounds hilarious, is what it sounds.
Yeah. Because you're going to get hurt.
Running is the least likely for me to win.
It's so exciting. Well,
I think golf is the least likely for you to win. Yeah, golf is. I think.
Joe,
yeah.
I think baseball is the least likely.
I think it's outrageous. He said he's going to beat me 5-0.
I think it's outrageous that you think you have a chance to actually win the competition. I think that part is so
I just think it's more likely. I think it's more likely Jack beats you 5-0 than you win.
Fine. Well, we can do that poll next week too.
I agree with that.
Look, I heard Apollo Creed say Creed in three, and Rock won in the 15th round.
Fiction, Joe.
Wait. But I have a question. So since we're doing this like event by event, what if Jack is up like 4-0?
Great point.
Are you going to bow out?
No, we determine we continue on.
You have to finish. Okay.
I will give him the opportunity for the sweep.
Okay.
Now, I might, if I'm up, I might say, the hell with this. I'm not pulling a hammy.
Well,
but,
luckily, we won't have to worry about that.
But yes, if he's up 4-0, we will march on to the finish line. Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Corey, what's up, bud?
Good morning, everybody. First of all, Jimmy, real quick, can you do me a favor, and it doesn't happen that often, but every time the Hammer loses, can we come back after the break with Loser by Beck?
That's a good call. I like that. I usually do the celebration, but that's a good call. I like that a lot. Good call. Done.
So I mean, he doesn't lose a lot, but that was the icing on the cake. Hammer.
What?
I told you a while ago the voice that you have in this city and how people follow you. And then 2 days later, Saquon got that contract. When I told you, why would you say that? I got another one for you, Hammer.
What?
Don't put in the minds of people to use their left leg outside their window while they're driving.
Yeah. I said don't do it because I don't want you to sue me. But I'm telling you, it's pretty effective.
I see too many passengers do it, so I don't need to see drivers.
Effective in what?
But, Corey, you have seen people do it, right?
Passengers.
Yes, passengers, sure. I've seen passengers do it. I've never seen someone do it while they're driving.
The left foot out the window in the summer, windows down. It's a beautiful thing.
Get a little
foot
not.
Massage by that air.
Hey,
you're so disgusting when you talk about getting massaged. It grosses me out.
Just the thought of like the wind massaging me. Like, who's ever thought that before?
You know what? We need to get. How do we prevent him from ever doing this again?
Lock my
force
window.
Him to drive. Force him. Yes, stick. Force him into a stick shift.
Well,
that's the only option.
Yeah, he's got to use both feet.
I ain't doing that, man.
That's the thing. He'll never, ever drive a stick because it's some work.
Corey, what do you got on the birds?
The one thing about the schedule, while I agree what you guys are saying about those last three games, the only thing I can say about those last three games, I think the Eagles' offense is built better to run the ball, and if those are three bad weather games, that could be to their advantage.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, that's an inconceivable.
The beauty of being able to run it. That's, you know, the end of the year, being an outside team, all of it adds up that time of year. But, you know, the teams that we're talking about playing, the Commanders, we're expecting that they'll be able to run it and have a nice balance. And we know that the Bills, they pride themselves on being able to hand it off and having a quarterback who,
John, I think, can put his head down and run people over.
But, John, I think the Eagles are the better running team.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, they're one of the great running teams of all time last year. Corey, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
Only because it's one of my favorite shows and yours, too. The character Carlton Banks from the
first. That's
great
a good answer.
Answer, dude.
Now, that could win.
It could.
Yeah, they nailed it with the cheese because it wasn't like the classic Screech or Urkel.
No, totally,
like
Joe.
Dorky.
Very different.
Like, well, not dorky, but like It was different.
He was pretty cheesy even before he was Carlton. Remember, he was the Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh, yes.
Kid?
Yeah, you're right. Good call.
Good dancer there.
That he was cheesy.
Oh, and he's on a
with layers.
And he's
of
now
cheesiness.
On this video show.
Yeah, he's the new Bob Saget, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I saw this the other day.
As cheesy as it gets.
How is
but
that
I
still
love
on?
It.
How is America's
because
funny?
Because it's hilarious.
Because it's hilarious. Yeah.
Dude,
there is nothing funnier than watching people fall. Like, there's nothing funnier on the planet.
Exactly.
I can't believe it's still on. That was a big deal in 95. I think shouldn't be.
I'll still watch it.
Wow.
If that's on, oh, man, with the family, putting that on, everyone laughs, everyone loves it. That's
all right.
Why it's on.
Doc on Cooper DeGene. Let's listen to this. This was interesting. So, Doc, you know, you might not know the year. It was 1996 was his rookie year. And I said earlier this week, I thought Doc kind of became beloved guy around 01. Because, you know, remember, his early teams, they stunk. I mean, 96, they were good, but 97 and 98 and 99, they were horrendous. Defense was pretty good, but overall team was horrendous. And took some time. Doc had an interesting him versus Cooper DeGene comparison yesterday. And really big praise for the Eagles' former rookie, now headed into a second year.
This
Cooper
was
DeGene.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
listen
to this.
Last year, he was used like I was in my first couple of years. Obviously, I didn't do it as well as he did. As far as I was basically the fourth corner on the field a lot of times, the way Emmitt used me. So I was actually a cornerback in that regard. But he's able to do things. I was not as confident in who I was as he is. And you can see it.
Holy cow.
You can see the confidence.
Think about that.
Yes, as a rookie.
Let me tell you something. He's not – I mean, I can't speak to confidence. I can speak to effectiveness. I saw Doc 96. I saw Cooper DeGene last year. I saw Quinyon Mitchell last year. I'm telling you right now, this is not an opinion. This is a fact. Cooper DeGene and Quinyon Mitchell last year were flat out better than Brian Dawkins was as a rookie.
Without a doubt.
Fact. Same thing yesterday, yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, facts.
Significantly better.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You could tell Doc was good, but there was no signs – that he was going to be the first safety since Ronnie Lott to make the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because, I mean, when Ronnie Lott, because remember, Ronnie Lott ended around the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, got to play for the Jets a little bit after the Niners. And then there was this gap until the triumvirate in the 2010s went in, but they played mostly in the 2000s, of Doc, Troy Polamalu, and Ed Reed. He had like a 15-year
window. And John Lynch went in around then, too.
And he did, went in later, and he's from that same era. You're right. And, I mean, yeah, there's no question. Cooper DeGene and Quinyon, we're both better than Doc. John, the confidence thing I know struck you because, I saw you perk
everything.
Up when he said that.
Doc, his ability.
Yeah, but you're thinking about the Doc of 02 and 03 and 04. Then there was the Doc in 96. That's a different guy.
Yes, but they were beginning to ask him to do a lot more than you would ask of another young player.
Absolutely.
And you know, like he said, they were playing him in Emmitt's defense like a fourth cornerback. Right. That's amazing. When you look at Brian Dawkins today, he's bigger than the linebackers who come in and talk to us. He's bigger.
Yeah, I know he is.
Physically, I mean, he looks like N'Kobe Dean, but bigger.
Well, here's what I'll say. Doc and Cooper DeGene, two players, and there's not many in Eagles history, I can say this. Essentially, three different positions. Cornerback,
it's
safety.
More than three.
Cornerback,
it's,
safety, and linebacker.
It's,
They're like
it's
all, I know you could say slot as, and all that.
Right.
But the point is, essentially,
it's crazy it's how like, much they're asked.
Yeah, it's like a safety, it's like a corner, and it's like a linebacker.
And all of those jobs, that it just doesn't make sense that you'd be able to do one and then the other. It doesn't make sense that you'd be able to hold up and take on a pulling guard in the run game. But then, also, we need you to go out there in the slot and have a two-way go with their best wide receiver.
Who's really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
runs a 4-2. Go cover him. And also, you know, blow up the 350-pound pulling guard who's going to try to kick you out. Doc could do all of those things. He was this impossible mashup of abilities. And what he's saying is Cooper DeGene, he can do all of that amazing stuff, and he knows it already.
Right. The other guy that I would say in recent years that had that, not to the same level as Doc, but Malcolm Jenkins was really good at a lot of that stuff.
Malcolm Jenkins was really good at being versatile, but he was the vet. He knew where he stood with all that. Like, it is so exceedingly rare to be a rookie and know you're that good, yeah. but also not be a complete head case.
Sure.
Like, normally a rookie who's that talented, man, it's hard to rein them in. It's hard to keep them focused.
The instincts are amazing.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. More of what Doc said. We'll get to that. Plus, Cole Hamels on one of the Phillies might go a star pitcher. We'll see. You be the judge. But Cole weighing in on more phone calls on all these topics on a busy Friday from Borgata on 94WIP.
Temperatures are rising. Last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system you got to deal with that cannot keep you or your family comfortable all summer long. But you don't have to worry. Just give Horizon Services a call right now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement, plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services, they're here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because there's one thing you should always be, it's relaxed and stress-free in your own home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll work with you, make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon Services. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free no matter what the season is. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so do not wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today. HorizonServices.com. That's HorizonServices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.